Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5.
We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach.
From anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps.
But right now,
here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 Radio Neighboring Variety Show. I'm Tommy J. Autumn is out skiing with her husband and family up at Mammoth, so we wish good pow for those guys. And in studio right now, we have a local group from Laguna Beach. The Laguna Beach Ukers has a really excellent set of singers that have been moms together here in Laguna Beach forever, raising their kids. And Mary Singer of the group has come up with music that's been inspired by recent current events. We're going to just go ahead and start off with them, played by singer, songwriter, and musician Mary Singer and the Sandy Cats. It's called 4 Years of Backwards. KX93.5, Radio Neighboring. Such a fun little ditty. Working it up, we actually have a version that's been playing on the radio that has a little cello played by Michelle. So I'll introduce our singers here. We have Mary Singer, the writer and main lyricist for these songs, and then Michelle Marzulli, who's also a person involved with the cello besides her ukulele playing, Carrie Strombotny, Janine Robinson, and Anita Jameson. And we've got 4 out of 5 here in the room today for another one of Mary's songs that she was inspired, again, by current events, studio concert here at the Pearl Street Studios. What Will We Tell Our Children by Mary Singer?
1, 2, 3...
Tell our children when they ask, why did you let it go? What will we tell our children when they ask, why didn't you say no? Just stay quiet while bullies make the neighbor's life a hell. We have seen this all before. Remember, it did not turn out well. Tell our children when they ask, why did you let it go? Maybe we are safe now, but don't you think that won't remain the case? When a giant wall is built to keep out love and even and common sense. What will we tell our children when they ask, why did you let it go? What will we tell our children when they ask, why didn't you say no?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a very first time ever on radio song, an original by Mary Singer called What Will We Tell Our Children? Mary, step up to that mic right there. And,
Thank you.
And so you've been inspired to come up with music, but you say this music kind of lands right in your pocket and it comes out of the air into your mind to write these lyrics and things. Can you explain a little more about the songwriting part of this?
Well, I have an interesting process. Songs just sort of appear when I'm just playing music. I'll get a song just sort of come in intact. It's kind of fun. And then the words come in. And then I basically write them down and rearrange them a little bit. And our group has been amazingly supportive of this process of mine. And they add, you know, key points and change a few words and add cello, which is awesome. And we've just been having a really fun, creative time as a group.
And you and your husband put on sing nights where you have a music night at your house and people come and kind of do live karaoke. I mean, they're playing the music and singing as they go along. So you have music in your life all over.
Yeah, we do. We like to think of our music night as AYSO of music. Anybody can play with skills or without. It's just trying to increase the joy factor.
And there's a whole lot of healing that goes on in singing, and if people are depressed and things, and you can come up with words to songs that might help you make sense out of world situations. I think you've kind of done this in these two songs.
Yeah, our current events have just been very disturbing to me. I don't like the way our country is moving and the things that are happening, and it just seems like the songs are able to express some of those feelings for me.
With a title of 4 Years of Backward, that kind of says it right there. Now, I also want to do a little side advertising for the Laguna Beach Ookers. They've been having meetups at Central Laguna Beach Cafe right on 2nd and Forest Avenue on the first Wednesdays of each month. And we've had wonderful musicians come in. Doug Miller came and played his violin one time. We had Hob Childers, who plays harmonica. So Anita brought him in, and he was doing his harp through our music, and we're going to be jamming again. It'll be the first Wednesday of March. I don't know what day that is, but look for flyers. Go to Laguna Beach Ookers on Facebook, and that will post things there to get you caught up. And these girls are all in the Ukulele Academy at the Community Center here in Laguna Beach, taking lessons. There's everything from beginning to more intermediate classes. Thank you guys for coming in to do this. Now, is there another song you would like to do while we've got you here in the studio?
Yeah, we were thinking to do Deep River Blues.
Oh, how fun is that?
And this is something that you taught us, Tom, in our uke class, which we so love and appreciate.
So we're trying to pick the blues a little bit with a song by Doc Watson. It's called Deep River Blues. So we're going to start off picking by going, this is, by the way, KX935, Radio Neighboring. 1, 2, ready, go.
Let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause
don't you see, 'cause I've got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. Times are better there, I'm told, 'cause I've got them deep river blues.
Pick it now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sandy Cats live in the Pearl Street studio with these musicians that I'm hoping y'all are going to come back again. Anybody have a shout out to anybody they want to say, like their kids or anybody like that?
Oh, I'd like to shout out to my family for supporting my music.
Yeah, Russ is here in the room. He's the video photographer for you all.
Right.
And Anita, you've got a puppy you want to say hi to, right?
I'd like to say hi to my husband, but also to the youngest protesters in our family. That would be Jack and Penny Jameson. They're 6 and 4 years old. They attended the Women's March wearing protest shirts and carrying protest banners, and so they're the latest ones in our family.
Carrie, anybody? Michelle, would you like to say howdy?
Yeah, I'll say howdy to my son. I think he's listening. My husband, Tom, and my mom, Sheila, who is the original kitty cat.
Girls, thank you very much for
coming
in.
Thank you, Tom.